Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
Oh, if you let it, he can.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, clap your hands right now. Just thank him. Come on, lift up your voice. Hallelujah. And just thank God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Come on, come on. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Amen. It is he who made us and not ourselves. We are his people. Amen. And the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Come on, church. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Come on, let's enter in this morning. Amen. To receive all that God has for us to receive by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We're here. Hallelujah. Just thank God. Amen. While we still have time. Amen. Come surrendering all over, withholding nothing this morning. Amen. That you may be healed, delivered, free. Amen. Bless us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Son of us. Come on, come on, come on. If not, hallelujah, now not when. Amen. While you still have time, church, we don't, hallelujah, we don't make time. We take the time that God gives us. And we thank you, Father God, for this time. Amen. We thank you for this new day. Amen. New mercy and new grace, oh God. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. We had 1,000 tons of peace. We still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hiya. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for all good things that come from you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul and remembering us on today and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your presence this morning. Amen. For your word says, for there are 2 or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing that you are in the midst of. We thank you for being in the midst of today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons. Amen. We come to you to worship you as you desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. Oh, Father God, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnesses to our spirit that the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you place in our heart for you. Lord, created us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart repentant in all its ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, known with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. Amen. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water for us, so our soul turns to thee, O God. Our soul turns to you, O God, for the living God, O God. Oh, Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let this be how we let the fire burn up in us, everly increase us, O God. Uphold us with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare, amen, hallelujah, that we have, hallelujah, the boldness, hallelujah, to come to the throne room of grace according to Hebrews 4:16. We thank the whole God for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in his name to protect, cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem us, justify, to make all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come surrendering all over to your God, withholding nothing, oh God, that we may receive more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. We come on oh God, that we may be totally transformed by the renewing of our minds, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now that your hand is upon our life and those in our family, amen. We lift up our hands, amen, right now that we may be, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to receive from you. I declare the plan that we are free, and we are free indeed through Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, as we go through this day, make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savor aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, our life be a praise, and the evident things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you, amen, in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. And there's no one greater than you, Lord God. We declare and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting his presence right now. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can commune with you. And it's taking place right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. According to Matthew 16 and 18, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic, spirit, strong men in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind them in our presence, everyone that we tell you, we pray for them today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose them right now to where Jesus sends them. And we bind them and command them to stay there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, glory to your name, God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over us right now, over our homes, and all that's in our homes, and all that enters our homes, and all that exits our home. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our business, our jobs. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our finances and possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every bill, our checking account, our savings account. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over everything we have now and will have. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our finances and possessions and the blood of Jesus Christ over them. We decree and declare that where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan cannot enter. Amen. According to Hebrews 10:4-23. Amen. And we confess that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances, our businesses, our jobs, and our possessions. Not sickness, not poverty, not death, not problems, but Jesus, Lord, over our families and over our lives. And where the power and the presence of Jesus Christ is, sickness, poverty, problems, and death can remain. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful, Heaven, for so many things, and we're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven. According to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that your grace is sufficient. Amen. My Kabashataya. Rekova Boshana Maha. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you that we can decree and declare that everyone in our household is saved. For your righteousness is important to us, according to 1 Corinthians 5:21. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the care of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20:27, that you sanctify us daily in your word. Amen. According to John 17:17, we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. We thank you for you. Hallelujah. Every battle and every problem we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for us to cause our revelation knowledge of. Hallelujah. For us to become one kind of righteous, the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Amen. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We'll forever be thankful, oh God. We're so grateful, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us all, oh God. We need your help, oh God, as we crucify the flesh right now. According to Romans 8:13, as we die daily from selfish desires and them to do your desires, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God. Oh Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you created a clean heart in us. You have renewed a right spirit within us. You made old things pass away and all things anew. You didn't cast them away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us. When we failed you, Lord God, we thank you for your mercy and doing forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We decree and declare with all faith your joy is our strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you order our steps according to Psalm 37 and 23. We acknowledge your Heavenly Father, precious Jesus Christ, precious Holy Spirit, all our ways according to Proverbs 3 and 6. We acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, amen, over all, hallelujah, all that we have, all that we will have, our family, our loved ones, and everything else that you blessed us with wholeheartedly, amen, according to Colossians 3 and 23. Listen to your spirit and rejoice as we do it for you. We, hallelujah, we have your promises that you will direct our path according to Proverbs 4 and 8. We will not lean to our own understanding or go by what we think is good, but we will trust your Holy Spirit and with all our heart, and we will believe our path is directed by you according to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you just have your way in us. Amen. Oh, Lord, let your peace overtake us right now. Amen. Let joy overtake us and all that's in our home and all that we love, oh, God. Oh, Lord, many of us are need the healing, oh, God. We know you to be a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Let healing spring up in our bodies, oh, God. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may be healed. So we decree and declare with all faith that we're healed and made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. We thank you that we can decree and declare according to 1 John 1. And that our sins are forgiven and we are cleansed with all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we blind the eyes of the evil speaker against our lives and those in our standing. We humbly deafen his ears and we silence his tongue. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory over all the works of the enemy. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, be our strength, oh God. Lord, give us power and increase our strength. Amen. According to Isaiah 40 and 29, we will wait upon the Lord. Amen. And even renew our strength, amen. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will not fear, for you are with us. You strengthen us and help us. We are holy and hold us, with your righteous right hand. We will not fear, for the Lord will hold our hand and help us, amen. Lord, you have allowed us to become like a log covered with trunk spikes. You will help us to grind and crush every mountain and hill until they turn to dust. A strong wind will scatter them in all directions. Amen. Lord, open the rivers and high places to us and fountains in the midst of our valleys. Amen. Lord, in every desert place in our lives, you will fill the desert with all kinds of trees. Oh, Lord, we decree the past fruitfulness of our goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let new things to be declared in our lives and our family and loved ones, and let them spring forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every delay, oh God. Remove every blockage, oh God, to our blessing, to our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let every parched area in our life become a pool and every thirsty area of our life like a spring of water. Amen. Let us walk on the highs and the highway of holiness, and let no lying and the rapist beast be in our path. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. And we do say so, that we are redeemed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and science will flee from our lives and those in our families and those that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make the crooked plans of places in our life straight and every rough place smooth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let every valley in our life be exalted and every mountain be made low. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let your spirit be poured out from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let righteousness work peace in our lives, and let the effect of righteousness be quietness and confidence forever. Let us dwell in the peaceful dwelling place, and in secure homes, and in a holy and undisturbed places of rest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, be gracious to us. Hallelujah, we will live for, hallelujah, we will long for you, oh God. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. Let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of salvation, and the fear of the Lord our treasure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will walk righteously and speak uprightly. Hallelujah, we will despise the gain from fraud and from oppression. Amen. And we'll shake our hand free from the taking of bribes. We will stop our ears, amen, from hearing of bloodshed, and shut our eyes to avoid looking upon evil. Therefore, you will call us to dwell in the heights, and our place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given to us, and water, hallelujah, for us will be, hallelujah, a sure thing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We would not say that we are sick, because our iniquities are forgiven, and we thank you for it all. Let rejoicing, oh God, come. Let joy and singing come into every wilderness place in the life of your children. Let the glory of Lebanon, the excess of Carmel and Sharon come into our lives, and let us see the glory of the Lord. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our lives, because we are loved by you, oh God. Hallelujah, that we love you, oh God, and we're called according to your purpose, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you have ordained us for such a time as this. Amen. That we shall go eat therefore, God. Oh, Lord, preaching the gospel, God, the good news to those, hallelujah, that receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they may receive the gift of salvation. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work. Father God, we pray for an open heaven on today, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon our lives, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've given us in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, many of us are traveling on the road today, oh God. Oh Lord, and we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now for all. Oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures or breakdowns or tickets or pullovers or accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, bless all in their going and coming on today. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form, and transportation we may take on today, or those in our family and loved ones may take on today. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers every vehicle, how it covers it, round about it, in it. Amen. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, the place of everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. Amen. Hallelujah. Over our homes and all that's in our homes. And we decree the presence of the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for restoration right now. Hallelujah. We thank you that all things are working together for the good of our lives and those in our family and all that we pray for today, all that's on our heart. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace has come and your peace is still. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil has been defeated, and we put on us right now the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us. Amen. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And we take the shield of faith, that we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell to try to come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. We decree that all is well with us in our home, that restoration has come, healing is here. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we will not fear what man can do, because you are always with us. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Sabaoth. Amen. It's you that fights for us, oh God. It's you that goes before us. Amen. You are our peace. Amen. Hallelujah. We will not be troubled with what's going on in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for your head. hedge of protection right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're all that we need and more. Amen. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, make us as Ephraim and Manasseh. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing. Amen. Lord, command your blessing upon our life and those in our family and loved ones, oh God. Lord, give us revelation and let us be blessed. We decree and declare this morning, amen, that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ and receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, in blessing, bless us. Amen. It multiplied us as the stars of heaven and the sand of the seashore. Oh, Lord, let your showers of blessing be upon our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, turn every curse in our way into a blessing. Let your blessings make us rich. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We speak life and not death. Amen. We speak peace and joy. Amen. We speak healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we receive it. We receive it. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, that we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, amen, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on, come on. Let's thank him right now. If you receive every prayer that went forth, may it be unto you according to your faith. Amen. And I pray that God increase your faith. Amen. There was a man in the Bible, and Jesus asked him if he believed, and he said, Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Amen. I just pray on today that God would help you with your unbelief, if there is any. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the time that we're able to come once again this Sunday morning. Come on, let's bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We're so glad to be here. God bless everyone that's here on the line today and all that is listening. Hallelujah, that have called in and those that are listening online itself. We thank God for you this morning. We welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Hallelujah, with Senior Pastor Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the roster out in Illinois, is Minister Lauren Green. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Now, if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to pray for you and pray with you. If you press 1, if you're listening online, you need to call in to 845-277-9213. If you have any prayer requests at this time, we want to open up in prayer for you, touching and agreeing, for we know there's power in agreement. Amen. And we just thank God for this time to be able to do that with each other. Amen. At this time, Pastor Mann is not here in service this morning. He is traveling, well, he traveled out on yesterday to go to Louisiana to visit his mother and grandmother. So he is in Louisiana. So we just pray traveling grace for him and God's hedge of protection around him as he is visiting his mother and grandmother. Amen. So glory to God. He's going out there to minister and to be with family. And so I am here in position. I thank God for it. I'm still here in Houston, Texas. Amen. So we just thank God for everyone that's here on today. And we lift you up right now, whatever it may be, whatever burden, whatever weight that you may be carrying. I just pray that you take the yoke of Jesus Christ. He said, for it is easy, for it is light. He said, take upon my yoke. And so I pray that you take that yoke. Amen. And cast every burden and every fear, whatever it is that's been weighing you down, and that you allow the enemy to speak, to know that you have the power to shut the enemy up. Amen. And you have a choice how you're going to live this life. Amen. God gives us free will. But we ask God, Lord, let thy will be done. Amen. And we just thank God. Thank you, Lord, for loving us like you do. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. This Sunday morning, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Again, welcome if you're in need of prayer this morning. Before we go into anything else, we want to pray for you and pray with you. If that is you on the line today, whether it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, amen, or if you've been here every Sunday service, we want to pray for you. If that's you today, you need prayer. You're saying, I've prayed about it. I just don't know what else to do about it. And you're still worried about that thing, and you know, you need reinforcement. Amen. We're here to reinforce. Amen. Hallelujah. That you prayed about. So we're here to touch and agree. Amen. Hallelujah. Combined faith. Amen. With all power of the Holy Ghost. So if that's you, press one. This is the opportunity to do so. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen, and amen. So we're going to get right into our Sunday service. I thank God for this opportunity again today. I will be bringing the preach word forth on today. Thank you, God, for the message that's going to go forward. We do have a Brother Joe Washington. If you're here in Sunday service on today and you'd like to bless us with in song, let us know. Amen. We always love to hear from our brother, our uncle, actually, Brother Joe Washington out in New York, New York. So hallelujah. If you're first time here with us in Sunday service, we do partake in communion every morning on Sunday. So we're going to be grabbing our elements so that we can go ahead and partake in communion here. We're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be right back with communion. So go ahead and grab your cracker, your juice, or your wine, and so that we can partake in communion. We thank God for the opportunity that we can do so. Amen. So stay right here with us. Again, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Hallelujah.
Nobody Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. I pray that everyone has all that you need to partake in communion at this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Just give everybody a few seconds here to grab what you need for communion. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this, and divide it among yourselves. And for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood which is shed for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, all our transgression, all our trespasses and inequities, Father God. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us and that Jesus took our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgression and our iniquities and our trespasses. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that, hallelujah, we remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. And partake in faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, we take this piece of bread, which is your body, remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Our Lord, thank you, Lord. Your word says in 1 Corinthians at after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. And your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us and washes away all our sins, all our iniquities, and all our transgression and all our trespasses. And your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. With thanksgiving to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins but the blood of Jesus? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, your finished work on Calvary. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be right back here with the preach word. So stay with us. Stay with us.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Just thanking God for this opportunity. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. I give all honor, praise, and all glory to my Heavenly Father who is the head of my life and the lifter of my head, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit that worketh in me. Amen. As the word come forth on today, I just thank God for this opportunity. Amen. It's like no other. I thank you, Father God, for ordaining me for such a time as this. Let us pray as we enter in and receive the word of God on today. Father God, I thank you, God, for all that you've done. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am, all that you are, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all in my life. And I just want to say thank you. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. I come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. I come against every unteachable spirit, every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination, every controlling spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, unbelief. I come against every spirit of destruction and death, every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, and infirmity, and affliction, every spirit of oppression, depression, fear and pride, self-righteousness, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us or on this line outside of the Holy Spirit, I command you right now to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Direct me, lead me, and guide me in this word that's going forth on this morning, that all will be able to receive right now. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness, every spiritual sleep right now. Let it be removed right now, that your children may be able to receive, hallelujah, and apply it to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, amen, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now. Let your glory be seen on each of us. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Good morning again, church family and loved ones. God bless you. So good to have you here in Sunday service. You could be anywhere else, but I thank God you chose to be here with us in the gospel public ministry. Excuse me, my tongue is getting tired this morning, but we're going to work through it. We come against every hindrance spirit. I tell you, devil, you are a liar. The word will go forth. The word today is don't be a hypocrite. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, what is the word that you want me to give this morning? Amen. What is the word that, hallelujah, that needs to be heard this morning, that change can come? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not condemning anyone, but understand, let us not be a hypocrite. Let us not be a hypocrite in this Christian race. Let us not be a hypocrite as we walk this walk, amen, with Christ. Let us be men and women of our word, amen, and that we live by the word of God, amen, not just be readers and hearers, but be doers of the word of God, that we will not fall into that category of being a hypocrite. Hallelujah. And I want to understand, church, what is a hypocrite? For some of us saying, okay, what is that? I've heard the word. Am I a hypocrite, or what is a hypocrite? Jesus speaks about the hypocrite in the book of Matthew, and we're going to start off in the book of Matthew chapter 23, and we're going to read it 1 through 36. Amen. We're going to go through Matthew 23 all the way from 1 to 36 on today. But understanding what is a hypocrite before we get into scripture, a hypocrite is a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue or religion, a person who acts in contradiction to his or her stated beliefs or feelings, but beliefs, attitudes, or feelings when they really don't. This is what a hypocrite is. This is the characteristics of a hypocrite. Amen? My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. So let us dive right into scripture. The Bible says in Matthew 23, I'm going to start in Matthew 23, a church, give you an opportunity to get there this morning. Matthew 23, verse 1 through 6. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the New King James Version in Matthew 23, verse 1 through 6. The Bible says in Matthew 23, verse 1 through 36, it says, then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, they observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their velocities are broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places and feasts, the best seats are in the synagogues and greeting in the marketplaces and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi, but do not be called Rabbi. For one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, hallelujah. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. So, church, I want to stop right there just for a minute here, 1 through 12, just for a minute here, and understanding what the scripture is saying. And this is Jesus warning against the religious leaders here as we're talking about don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. Who wants to be a hypocrite? Jesus had strong words for the religious leaders. He called them serpents and vipers. And as we read on, I mean, in the scripture, all the indictments here, and we should realize that we are similar to the scribes and Pharisees. At times, we don't practice what we preach. We look for loopholes around God's demands, and we seek unwarranted approval, and we do things for show. See, take Jesus' word to heart. What do you need to change so that Jesus' words don't apply to you? See, Jesus told the disciples and the crowds to follow the Pharisees' teaching because they taught God's truth. But the Pharisees' traditions and their interpretations and applications of God's law, however, had become as important to them as God's law itself. See, the laws they added were not all bad. Some were beneficial, but problems arose when the religious leaders, one, held that human-made rules had the same authority as God's law. They told the people to obey these rules but do not do so themselves. They used the rules to unnecessarily burden the people or obey the rules not to honor God but to make themselves look good. Jesus condemned the Pharisees not for teaching truth but for being hypocrites. But for being hypocrites, church. So Jesus, again, when we look at verse 7, he said, but all their works they do to be seen by men, they make their philosophies broad and enlarged in the borders of their garments. See, Jesus again exposed the hypocritical attitudes of the religious leaders. They knew the scripture but did not live by them. How many of us know people like that, or even ourselves? We know the scripture. We'll preach the scripture, but we ourselves don't live by the scripture. See, they knew the scripture. They didn't care about being devout, just looking devout in order to receive people's admiration and praise. See, today, like the Pharisees, many people talk about the Bible, but don't let it, they don't let its truth transform them. They say they follow Jesus, but they do not live by his standards of love. We must make sure that our actions match our beliefs. See, people desire positions of leadership not only in business but also in the church. God wants us to exercise our leadership gifts, but when love for position grows stronger than loyalty to God, we are abusing the gifts God has given us. See, this is what happened to the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus condemned leaders who served themselves rather than others. Hallelujah. I want us to understand what the phylacteries were. Make sure I'm saying it correctly. I made my tongue get twisted here. They were these little leather boxes containing the words of scripture that they wore back in the biblical day. Very religious people would wear these on their foreheads and arms as a strictly literal interpretation of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 8 and Exodus 13 and 9 and 16. But they have become more important for the status they gave than for the truth they contained. So similarly, symbolic things like bumper stickers and religious jewelry while serving as reminders of the life God wants us to live. You'll see it all the time. They'll have the sticker on it, the bumper sticker, the shirt, the T-shirt, the coffee mug. You'll see it, right? They have, you know, stuff all over the desk. You'll see this. You'll see this while serving as reminders of the life of God wants us to live and cannot take the place of truly loving God and helping others. So what are they being? A hypocrite. And we don't want to be that. We don't want to be the one that, yeah, we got the bumper sticker. Yes, we have the T-shirt. Yes, we have the cup and the pen and, you know, the screensaver on our phone and the profile background of scripture, but we do not live by it. We do not live by it. Amen. See, Jesus was not forbidding the use of titles at all. When we look in scripture here, when we look at verse 8, he said, but you do not be called rabbi, for the one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brothers. So when we look at the scriptures here in verse 8 through 10, Jesus was not forbidding the use of titles. Rather, he was saying that Christians are united as equals under the authority of God like a family. So we're not to distinguish the importance in terms of people's relationships with God. Also, Jesus did not mean that we cannot call people Father again. Jesus was speaking in the context of the relationship between the rabbi and the inheritance of this as being involved. So the disciples were not to reverence or give authority to any rabbi or teacher above God or put such a person on a pedestal. Now, similarly, you all, they were not allowed others to elevate them above others. So the same principle applies to all Christian leaders and teachers today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 11 and 12 here and understand the scripture, Jesus challenged the prevailing notions of how to go ahead. So, you know, to him, greatness comes from serving God and helping people without regarding for personal benefits or advancement. Service keeps us, I want us to understand, church, service, it keeps us aware of others' needs. And it stops us from focusing only on ourselves. Jesus came as a servant. Jesus came as a servant. See, if you want to be a servant to others, what do you need to change today? What do you need? What do you need to change about you right now? Amen. Hallelujah. Let us continue on in verse 13 and through here. The Bible says, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering in to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation. My Lord, my God. I just want to stop here for a moment here, church, if I can, please. I just want us to teach and apply and understand what God is saying here, what the scripture is saying to us, amen, so that we do not fall in this category of being a hypocrite. Jesus accused the religious leaders of shutting the door to the kingdom of heaven. God meant to free people. I want to say, God meant to free people as he did the Israelites in Exodus. Amen. Israel's history, culture, and daily life were meant to be centered around the people's relationship with God. The religious leaders were best known. I want to understand, the religious leaders were best known, most powerful, and most respected of all leaders. So Jesus made these stinging accusations because the leaders hunger for more power, for more money and status. It had made them lose sight of God, and their blindness was spreading to the whole nation, you know, preventing people from entering the kingdom of heaven. Teachers and leaders today shut the door to God's kingdom when they elevate their own desires and traditions or ideas above the truths of God's word. It's important to discern if your teachers and spiritual leaders are welcoming you through God's open door to his kingdom or shutting the door and making it difficult to enter. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. It is so important, church, that we understand and know so that we do not fall in this category of being a hypocrite, so that we ourselves. The Bible says in verse 15, as we continue on, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, amen? And when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourself. Woe to you, blind guides, who say whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it, amen? Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? Verse 18 says, and whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. Fools and the blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it, and hallelujah, and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe and mint and anise and cumin and have neglected and wear in matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Blind guys who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Bible says in verse 25, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you blind the tombs of the prophets and adorn the mountains of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your father's guilt. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets and wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God, that on you you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. I want us to understand, church. It is important. It is important for us to understand what God is saying, hallelujah, so that we don't fall in this category of being a hypocrite. See, the Pharisees were converting people to their own religion, not to God, by emphasizing the details of their additional laws and regulations. They completely missed the God of love to whom the laws pointed. A religion of works puts pressure on people to surpass others in what they know and do. A hypocritical teacher was likely to produce students who were even more hypocritical. We must make sure that we are not creating Pharisees by emphasizing outward that we're not creating Pharisees by emphasizing outward adherence to tasks or ideas at the expense of inner renewal and servant love. See, we can only obey the details of God's law, but still be disobedient in our general behavior. For example, we might be very precise and faithful about giving 10% of our money to God, but refuse to give up 1 minute of our time to help others. Tithing is important, but giving a tithe does not exempt us from fulfilling God's other directives. See, the Pharisees, they strained their water so that they wouldn't accidentally swallow a gnat. When we look at verse 24, see, an unclean insect according to the law. See, camels were also considered unclean, and meticulous in teaching about ceremonial cleanliness. The Pharisees would strain out a small impurity but swallow a huge false teaching. They were ceremonially clean on the outside but had corrupt hearts on the inside. When we look at verse 25 to 28 here in Scripture, Jesus condemned the Pharisees and religious leaders for their outwardly appearing upright and free of sin, but inwardly remaining full of corruption and greed. See, living out our faith merely to impress others is like washing only the outside of the cup. When God cleanses us on the inside, our cleanliness on the outside won't be a sham. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at here in Scripture here, hallelujah, verse 34 and 30, 34 to 36, the prophets, it talks about the prophets, the wise men, the scribes were the disciples and leaders in the early church who would be persecuted. They'd be scourged and killed as Jesus predicted. The people of Jesus' generation said that they would not act as their fathers did in killing the prophets who God had sent to them. But they were about to kill the Messiah himself and his faithful followers. They would share the guilt of murdering God's prophets throughout the centuries. Jesus summarized the history of the Old Testament. Abel was the first matriarch. Zechariah was the last mentioned in the book of Hebrews. which ended in 2 Chronicles, and Zechariah in a classic example of a man of God who was killed by those who claimed to be God's people. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. When it all boils down to what is being said on today and this morning, I pray that we take this from, hallelujah, the word on today, the message that's going forth about not being a hypocrite, that we will take a good look at ourselves, that we will look the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror, and ask ourselves, am I being a hypocrite? And if we are in that place, say, Lord, change me, oh God, make me more like you, oh God, from the inside out. Lord, you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. Oh, Lord, do a new work in us, oh God. Change us and make us more like you, amen. Whatever you need to cut off, amen, whatever you need to prove, oh, God, let it be done. Let it be done in the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. It is necessary. It is necessary for us, we, the body of Christ, that we do not fall in that category, amen, as the Pharisees and the scribes, amen, but truly be children of God, amen. Living a life that is upright, being doers of the word of God, amen, not just readers and hearers, amen, but being the doers of the word of God, that one may see Christ here on earth, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in the book of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give everybody a chance to get there. That's 1 John, hallelujah. 1 John church, sometimes we got to look at ourselves and say, Lord, I have fallen in that category, and I don't want to be, that's not what I want to be. Change me, oh God. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to tell others I live this way. I don't want to appear, you know, I'm packing my Bible, but I got hate on the inside, and I haven't forgiven my brother or sister, and I won't help nobody, but I appear to be saved. I appear to be holy and righteous. I appear to be my clothes. I wear the right clothes. I say the right things, but inwardly I'm full of it. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, I pray that we all be this. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? So we're talking about don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite, church. It's easy to say we love God when that love doesn't cost us anything more than weekly attendance at church service. But the real test of our love for God becomes evident in how we treat the people right in front of us, our family members and fellow believers. We cannot truly love God while neglecting to love those who are created in his image. Jesus' love reveals itself in our compassion, our generosity, and our ability to listen to and to help others. I want us to do a self-evaluation check on today. I want us to really look at ourselves on today. This sermon is not to condemn anyone, but it is to help. It is to help us to get back in place, to get back in order, amen, with the word of God, to get back in order and to live a life that is upright and pleasing to the sight of God. This is to, hallelujah, to encourage us on today, amen, not to discourage us and, hallelujah, to be condemned and make you feel guilty and shame, but say, you know what, I'm in the wrong place. I'm out of order. Have I become that hypocrite? I don't want to be that way. So let me start practicing it. And as we practice being, hallelujah, Christ has called us to be, you'll find out you'll become that you practice. And that's what anything in this world. That's what anything in this world. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 7, church, verse 5, the Bible says hypocrite. Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. I've talked to many people that have something to say about somebody else and how they do stuff and how they did this and that, but them themselves was doing exactly the same thing. But it don't apply to them. Why does not apply to you? Why are you trying to tell somebody else how to do something? You yourself. How are you going to condemn someone else about their sins and their ways, but you yourself? What's happening? We have to look at ourselves, amen, and get the plank out of our own eye before we can think we can help someone else. before we think we can say, look at you. No, no, no. We got to look at ourselves so that we don't become that hypocrite. The Bible says in Matthew 6, as we get ready to wrap up here this morning, church, and I thank you all. The Bible says, therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory for men in the street. I say to you, they have their reward. Be a hypocrite, church. Don't let this be you. If it is you today, be delivered and set free, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then be delivered and set free on today. It is for you to be free of this way. It is for us, amen. I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to you, family, church family. I'm speaking to the body of Christ that we come out, amen, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, verse 7 through 9, the Bible says that, hallelujah, hypocrites, well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men to our spiritual walk. In Christ, amen. It is vital. And I just pray that we get this word on today and it takes root, amen, in us so that we are examining ourselves. When we look at the scripture, the prophet Isaiah also criticized hypocrites. If you go back to the book of Isaiah in 29 and 13 verse, and Jesus applied Isaiah's words to these religious leaders, the Pharisees knew a lot about God, but they didn't know God. When we claim to honor God while, my Lord, my God, while our hearts are distant from him or preoccupied with other things, our worship means nothing. It is not enough to learn about religion or act religiously or even study the Bible. Our actions and attitudes must be sincere. If they are not, Isaiah's words also describe us. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. And I leave us today with these few scriptures here. If you want to write them down and go to them later for yourself. Romans chapter 2, verse 3 through 4, the Bible says, again, it's Romans chapter 2, verse 3 through 4. The Bible says, and do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? While we still have time, repent. Repent. The Bible says in 1 John 2 and 9, he who says in hallelujah, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. 2 Timothy 3 and 5 says, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. The Bible says in Titus 1 and 16, they profess to know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, disqualified for every good work. Church, let us not be. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite, my brother. Don't be a hypocrite, my sister. Lord, help us all. We all need your help. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the word that went forth on today. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you that it's a new every day, oh God. As we come repentant, oh God. We come praying with a heart of repentance, oh God, that we will not be like the Pharisees and the scribes, oh God, and we will not be hypocrites, oh God, but we will be hallowed doers of your word, oh God, that all will see Christ in us, amen, that we will bear good fruit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are connected to the vine, that we bear good fruit. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this opportunity, oh God, that we they be changed on today. And we receive the change right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, for doing a new work in us, even in this Sunday service, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to do even more, amen, to go beyond all that you called us to do, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be a help to us, oh God, amen, removing the plank out of our own eyes before we can think we can remove it out of somebody else's eye, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for cleansing us, amen, from all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Amen, hallelujah. Don't be a hypocrite. At this time, when the doors of the church is open, if there be one on today, if you are in need of prayer right now, amen, press 1. If you're in need of prayer, we want to pray with you and pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If there's one on today that say, you know what? I'm going to follow Jesus, amen. I'm going to dedicate my life to Christ. I no longer want to be a sinner. I want to receive the gift that you talk about, the gift of salvation. I want that. If you've been led astray, amen, and hallelujah, you decide you want to come back, come on back. Come on back. That's you on today. Come on back. You want to return back to Christ? You want to be, I'll say, I want to be born again. Come on back. The doors of the church is open. Let us pray the prayer of salvation with you on today. Hallelujah. We welcome you. We welcome you. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're looking for a church home, me and Pastor Manny, we'll love to disciple you. Amen. We'll love to help you and get into the Word of God. Amen. To be all that God has called you to be in this life. Amen. If that's you all today, you say, you know what? I've been coming, or I've come today and I've heard enough. And this is where I want to be at. Amen. There's no distance. There's no distance in us. Amen. It's in Christ. There's no distance. So we thank God right now. If that's you, press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God on today for the word that went forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Come on, one more time. Hallelujah. I know you got it in you. Amen. Don't be a hypocrite. Do not be a hypocrite, church. Amen. So we thank God on today for every word and what God is doing even right now, what God is about to do. We know that ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. Said, how can you preach that word? How are you going to make people look and see and know they do what they're doing? How are you going to reveal my work in them? How is that? But ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering on today, you can send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel. Send it through Zelle at 832-989-3649. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us bless the tithes and offering. Lord, you have blessed us to be a blessing, oh God. Your word said that you give seed to the sower. So we thank you, oh God, for blessing us, oh God, blessing our fruit, oh God, blessing our family, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, if you don't do nothing else, oh God, you've already done enough, and we just want to say thank you right now as we receive the gift, amen, that you have blessed us with, oh God. You are the giver of all good things, oh God, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you, amen. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them for your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless and comfort to the sick, rest to the weary and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. Amen. We give freely and hallelujah, not from compulsion, oh God, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. Amen. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would use us in all we have as you will. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is July. This time is really going by far. July the 16th, I believe. July the 16th. Glory to God. The months, the days are just flying by, I tell you. We just thank God we're still here. Our announcement today, July 16, 2023, here's the Gospel Public Ministries with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tony Manning, Minister Lane Green, our minister on the roster. We thank God for our schedule that's coming up here in the month of July. Amen. On Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Please, church family, if you're joining, please stay on the line at 7 p.m. Amen. We like you to be prompt as prayer starts off. If you could be on at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The time was changed to give everybody an opportunity to be able to be on the line. A lot of people are at work already at 6 a.m. or not able to get on. So we just decided, okay, let's make it at 7 a.m., 7 p.m. So if you can join us at 7 p.m., please do so. Central Standard Time here on our church number at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night is our Bible study. Please, if you can, join us for Bible study. I haven't seen many people in Bible study here, but we're definitely looking forward to getting things wrapped back up so everybody can be in position to be online for Bible study. And if you miss Bible study, remember, you can always go back online on your phone to www.blogtalkradio/thepreachingthepastor. So if you go online, it's going to be www.blogtalkradio.com/thepreachingthepastor, and you'll be able to go to the dates. If you miss Bible study, you can go back and listen to the Bible study. Amen. So if you can't make it live on that on Wednesday nights, you can always go back. Those Bible studies are there. All righty. Okay, and moving right along. And Saturday, we're coming up to our street ministry time that we go out. It's pretty hot here in Houston, Texas. So we're trying to find a way to either get a tent set up or where we can go and be either in a building or shelter out so that we can be able to be a help in the community, to help those in need, to bring the word of God first and foremost, but just being able to be a blessing in any way we can with food and water and things of that nature. So if you're in Houston and you can attend, let us know. Give us a call at 832-989-3649. We're looking at going out on July 29th, which is the last weekend of this month. So if you can attend, let us know at 832-989-3649. God bless you, and may God continue to keep you and use you mighty for his glory, for his kingdom. All right, and anyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of July, we want to wish you a happy birthday. All July birthday babies, our son Logan, happy birthday to you. Celebrate a birthday on July 13th, my brother Taiwan. Happy birthday to him as well, and everyone else is celebrating the birthday in this month of July. God bless you. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health, and strength, and may the joy and the peace of God be with you always. Amen. And may you be a blessing to others as God has blessed you with this beautiful life to live. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary, we bless you. Amen. If you're on the line, press 1. We want to pray for your union, your marriage. Amen. If that's you that's celebrating your wedding anniversary, we pray that God will continue to bless you in your union and may you all grow stronger in love together. May the joy and the peace of God and the favor of God be upon your marriage. May you live a long life together. May you not live not one day apart. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you both. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless your union. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Remember, church, I didn't mention this. I'm sorry about it. On Sundays, we're down to only one service at 10 a.m. So if you're looking to be at the 2 o'clock, remember, 2 o'clock has not started back up yet. But we are on at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning, Central Standard Time. So join us here at our 10 a.m. service until any changes being made to bring it back to 2 o'clock. So right now, it's only at the 10 o'clock service. So if you know anyone that's normally attending at 2 o'clock and they went on and they didn't see anything going on at that time, just let them know, because the 2 o'clock right now has not been running until we decide what's going to go forward. So right now it's just the 10 a.m. service. So God bless you all, and I pray that you all be able to attend the 10 a.m. Service and that it does not interrupt anyone who was on at 2 o'clock. So God bless you all. God keep you. I do believe that does conclude our announcements here today. If you're in minister training, remember our minister training class is coming up. We've been in minister training now since the month of April, and so they are on Thursdays of the month. So those of you all that are in minister training and have been from the beginning, you're not able to get on and just jump on if you have not started out in April. So if you've been on, remember that our training class is coming up this Thursday, which is going to be the 20th, and make sure that you're in attendance for minister training. And I pray that you all are taking it very seriously, that God has called you, not me, that you are ordained for such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that does conclude our announcements here today at the Gospel Public Ministries. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. I pray I've been talking too fast there, y'all, and I apologize for that. But we here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you're intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, church, remember this on today. This the word that went forth. If you don't remember anything else, is do not be a hypocrite. Take a moment to really look at yourself, evaluate your life and the direction that you've been going into. Amen. Have you really been a help? Have you been sending people to hell? Have you been encouraging others, amen, to get into that word? And you yourself, amen, are you operating with the love of Christ? Amen. Don't be a hypocrite, church. Do not be a hypocrite. Amen. Hallelujah. And now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And all the church say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. The victory is already won. All you have to do is receive it. God loves you. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. It is done. God bless you, church. Y'all have a great day and enjoy your week. Forward to seeing you all back here on Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,